Joshua P. Warren, of course, founder and president of the Paranormal Investigations Group in Asheville, North Carolina. He just returned from shooting an episode of the new Travel Channel series called Paranormal Challenge that debuts June 17th, right around the corner. Here he is to tell us all about it. Josh, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, George.
Good. Tell me about this program.
This is the sort of program that I have always envisioned should be on TV. And I am fortunate I got to work on one of the spookiest episodes. Since that I have become the owner of the Free Museum here in Asheville that's in the haunted old jail and gallows building, I become even more interested in prisons and jails and, you know, the violence and the sadness and the emotion that's associated with those places. And so I got a call from the producers. Paranormal Challenge is actually a pretty simple concept. It's hosted by Zach Vagans, who does Ghost Adventures, and he travels to a variety of really spooky places. They divide the property into two different zones, and then they bring in paranormal investigation teams and in real time have those teams research the area while they are being monitored and evaluated by a group of judges in kind of a nerve center. And so the whole property's rigged up with many, many cameras. And so I got to come on and do an episode along with Zach and, of course, Dave Schrader, who is the regular judge on the show, and Alexandra Holzer, who is Hans Holzer's daughter. And we were able to sit there and watch this investigation proceed inside one of the Department of Justice's top 10 most violent facilities while it was operational, the old West Virginia State Penitentiary in Moundsville. And this is one of those places that just makes your skin crawl. I mean, it looks the part. It's a big, gloomy, foreboding facade. And almost 1,000 men died there. I mean, the place was operational from 1876 up until 1995.
Jeez.
They had an electric chair there, old Sparky. They always call him old Sparky, don't they? They hanged, gosh, something like 85 men. There were terrible murders, and not just stuff that was so horrible based upon the murder alone, but also just the mental anguish of the people who were there. I mean, for example, some of the murders, we have this one guy who was wired into his cell so he couldn't open the door, and some of the other prisoners threw a Molotov cocktail in there, and the guy just burned to death inside the cell. You can imagine what that sounded and smelled and felt like. And then down in the boiler room, now I'll tell you something interesting about the boiler room. That is where a man was butchered by three guys with these little shivs or shanks so badly they eventually just decapitated him, cut his whole head off.
What kind of a prison was this, George?
Oh, it was awful. It was awful, George. And when I was there one night, I talked to one of the historians, and he told me that several years ago, about 9 o'clock at night, he was standing out there just overlooking one of the courtyards, if you will, and he saw this ball of light that appeared. And he was astounded because it was obviously one of these hovering balls of light. So as he and six other people watched this thing, mesmerized, it kind of floated across the yard. It went right over to the steps leading down to the boiler room, and then he said it went bob, 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 right down the steps. And that just sent, you know, a chill down their spines. They didn't even go and look to see what it was. Okay, that's how freaked out they were. And you had people, you know, this one time they gave a guy there a pencil. He was in the psych ward, and the guy, he wanted to draw pictures to alleviate some of his stress. As soon as he got the pencil, he stabbed both of his eyeballs out. I mean, just I could go on and on with horrible stories related to this place. And so it was cool to watch teams investigate that site, and then we evaluate them, and I'm hoping that by being an effective judge, we're educating people on how to properly conduct an investigation.